Esther Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud. So we're going back and forth, back and forth. Poor Hasach is wearing out his sneakers on his way to and from Esther to Mordechai to communicate back and forth in a way that will hopefully not raise suspicions of the secret police, Haman, and the speed cameras. Vatomer Esther LaHasach. So Mordechai told Hasach everything about the decree, everything about Haman's problem with him, everything about what was going on, and then to say, now is the time for you to step up on behalf of the Jewish people and beg the king for the Jewish people's survival. So Esther told Hasach v'tetzaveihu el Mordechai and commanded him to return to Mordechai with this message. So interesting, the word tzivui is being used again. So the first tzivui was from Mordechai to Esther. Now she is commanding Hasach to go to Mordechai with something that maybe he doesn't want to tell Mordechai. So Esther has to command Hasach to do it. Vatzavehu el Mordechai, not es Mordechai. She's not commanding Mordechai. She is commanding Hasach on how to deal with Mordechai. But we'll see that Hasach isn't going to be the one who is going to bring the command, according to some of the Mevarshim, because Haman killed him when he saw him going back and forth. So she had to send it again through others. Aleph. So here was the message she sent. Kalavdei HaMelech. Beautiful trump. Dramatic trump. Kalavdei HaMelech Ve'am. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this in a very, very dramatic way. All of the king's servants. Everybody knows the following law. And Ve'am Dinos HaMelech. All of the people in all of the king's provinces. It's a public offense. This is a big deal. This is high treason. Yodim, they all know the following. Asher kol ish v'isha asher yavo el hamelech. Any man, any person, man or woman, approaches the king, el achatzer hapanimis, in the inner court, asher lo yikare, who has not been summoned, who has not been invited, if you crash the gates and come without an invitation, achas daso lahamis. Like when you try to break into a Taylor Swift concert or run onto the field during the Super Bowl, there is one law regarding them, and that law is that he shall be put to death. Levad me'asher yoshit lo hamelech hasharvet hazahav v'chaya. Unless, except for the person that the king extends the gold scepter, so that that person may live. So you have to get an absolutely spectacular and unprecedented show of mercy from the king. That if you bust in on his private Zen meditation time, that he reaches out the gold scepter. Va'ani lo nikresi lavo el hamelech zeh shaloshim yom. But as for me, I have not been called to the king's presence. I have been summoned. I have not been summoned to come to the king for the past 30 days. So apparently I'm on the outs. The Malbim says, what she's actually saying is, 30 days is a long time for the king to go without seeing the wife. And so it's possible, in fact, that I could be called in at any minute. So why not just wait? Why force the issue? Why send me in at a time when it's not advisable? When I'm called in, then I'll go in and I'll do it. So she's saying, you know, I want to play my cards close to the vest. I don't want to take chances. Why is that such a... Why is that such a bad idea? Let's just wait. Let's just be patient. Now, how many Jews publicly have said such things over the centuries and the millennia of Jewish anti-Jewish threats? Vayagidu, vayagidu l'mordechai es divrei Esther, and this is vayagidu, so we see that Hasach didn't bring the message. Somebody else brought the message. So they related Esther's words to Mordechai. And Mordechai is going to have a relatively harsh answer. Vayomer Mordechai lohashev al Esther pasuk gimel. So Mordechai said, this is the answer to Esther. And you guys had better make sure that you bring the message. Al tadami v'nafsheich. Do not imagine that you yourself, lehimoleit beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim, are going to be able to escape the king's palace any more than all the rest of the Jews. Do not form an idea in your soul, literally. Don't think some twist of fate means that you can ride high while the rest of us are going to be put to death and killed. Don't even imagine that such a thing could happen. This mission, Rav Soloveitchik says, was placed on the frail shoulders of a delicate and lonely young woman who steadily lived in the shadow of rejection and death. She was burdened with a gigantic task. It's not an easy thing that he's asking her to do. Our fate does not distinguish between aristocrats and common folk, between rich and poor, a prince garbed in royal purple and a pauper begging from door to door, a pietist and an assimilationist. We may speak a lot of different languages. If a Jew in a hovel is beaten, the security of the Jew in the palace is just as endangered, says Rav Soloveitchik. You think you got to a high rank and that's how it's going to be. No, no, no. More than that. Yadalat kiim hacharesh tacharishi, boys hazos. Again, the trop. Oh, kiim hacharesh tacharishi, boys hazos, rebach vehatzalah. It's a beautiful pasuk to lane. Because if you hesitate, if you persist in keeping silent, tacharish, if you're mute at this moment, rebach vehatzalah yamod layhudim mimakom acher, then relief and deliverance are going to come to the Jews from some other place. And you and your father's house will be lost, will perish. And who knows whether it was just for such a time as this that you attained royalty, a royal position. Just the most incredible argument. If you don't plead on behalf of the Jewish people, you had an opportunity to do something good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would abandon you. And some other place, some other place. That's a very careful way of not mentioning Hashem's name within the Megillah. Mimakom acher. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when Neil deGrasse Tyson does that, he's trying not to say the word God. When Mordechai does it, he's trying to be circumspect in the Megillah that's all about Hester upon him. Now, why is Mordechai, in fact, insisting that she go 11 months, a year before the decree is executed? Esther could have said, wait, like we said before. But Mordechai knows that it's Nisan at this moment. Because remember, this is happening on Pesach time. And the Jews will lose hope, their spirits will sink. And now is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate and does miracles on behalf of the Jewish people. So, you are queen just for this purpose. This is your mission. We don't want you and your father's house to be forgotten. Go to it and do what you were placed here for. Fulfill your purpose.